help me. Father God, thank you for this time together, together as friends, as family, as all part of your kingdom. Lord, that you would give me the words to say that are of you, not of me, and that you be glorified in the process. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A little unusual this morning. I had basically at least two different things worked up this week. Both were kind of shot. I had one particular thing worked up, and we decided to have a small group, and we had a little video. And the video was almost word for word what I had already written down. I thought, what in the world? What's going on? So I worked up another one. Pastor Terry comes to me this morning. He says, you're not saying anything about Palm Sunday, are you? Maybe a little. So I don't know what God asked for us here. Okay. Which is sometimes good, sometimes bad. But if he's in it, it's always good. If I tried to take control, well, maybe not so much. You know, I'm sure all of us, or most of us, have experienced the Palm Sunday service where, you know, the doors open, the kids come through with waving the palm leaves and kind of a processional sort of at the beginning of the service. That's not uncommon. It was like that when I was growing up in the First Presbyterian Church in Granite City, Illinois. It happened then. In that situation, the kids are waving the palm leaves. We have a choir all lined up on the back of the stage, all dressed in robes. The pastor comes out, and he's in a very elevated, lectern. He's got the robes on. Well, you're not going to see many robes here today. An elevated lectern at all, either. What you get is me in a rather loud Hawaiian shirt. And I assure you, there's really no method to this. I decided to wear this shirt for one simple reason. It fits. But the title, basically, of this rambling, it's basically a face in the crowd. A face in the crowd. We all know the story. Matthew 21, verse 8 through 11. It says, most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him. Others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. Jesus was the center of the procession, and all the people around him were shouting, praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in the highest. Everybody was focused on Jesus. And the crowds were immense for the amount of people that were in Jerusalem for the Passover. I don't know the exact number. I'm not sure anybody knows the exact number. But there was multitudes, to say the least, in the city. And they were all cheering the entrance of a king. How did they know? They knew the scriptures. But why on this day? Well, they had a little bit of a hint. The word got out that somebody named Lazarus was raised from the dead. And from my reading, it shows that many of the Jewish people ran to, I think it was Bethany, to see this miracle. So they were already headed that way. So Jesus, as you know, the story goes, he tells two of his disciples to go into the town. And as soon as you go into the town, you're going to see a donkey And alongside that donkey is a colt, never been ridden. So they do that. And he tells them, if anybody asks what you're doing, says the Lord needs it. So that's what they do. Sure enough, they go down to the town, and just as Jesus said, there is a donkey with a new colt that had never been ridden. So they decide to untie it and start to walk away with it when the owners came out. Where are you going with my property? And they turned and they said, the Lord is in need of it. And I believe they were not able to speak after that. As if the angels just shut their mouths. So they took the donkey, or the colt, brought it back to Jesus, threw their coats on it. He got on the colt and started toward the city. Now, what if you were just in that crowd? You weren't particularly an educated person. Maybe you knew the scriptures, maybe you didn't. But you see this crowd gathering and these people shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord. If you were just there for the festival and were caught up in that, you're just a face in the crowd. What would you think? Would you be so taken by the excitement that you just go along with it? The king is here. The king is here. And what if in that moment as he rode by and you're cheering and you have a big smile on your face and he turns and he sees you? How would you feel? Would you know deep in your heart who this man was? Or would you just be kind of amazed? Who am I? I'm just a face in the crowd. So you watch the parade go a little farther. And it says in the Bible that when after he had entered Jerusalem, he wept. He saw what it had become. And he wept. The crowds are cheering and praising his name and calling him the Son of David. And he's weeping because he knows what's about to come. And what if you, being just that face in the crowd, you're just kind of following along? You're interested now. The king smiled at me. He smiled at me. What was in his eyes? Tears? Passion? Hard to say unless you were that face in the crowd. Part of this little video that we saw in small group, I told Dick, kind of blew my narrative out. It spoke of the man who owned the donkey and the colt and how he chased those guys down when they gave it to Jesus just to see. And as he rode by, he couldn't believe who he was seeing. He had heard about Lazarus. Here comes Jesus on my colt, my property. But when he stepped off of it, he told his disciple, return it to where you got it. But he was right there. So he just stepped up and took it. Thank you. Jesus looked at him and said four words. You met my need. You met my need. Can you imagine a face in the crowd? Can you imagine a father with young children, sons, dragging the sacrificial lamb into the city as they come upon the King of Kings, the Lamb himself? But you're just a face in the crowd. What do you tell your son? Don't pay attention to these crowds. They're a little crazy. Because it wasn't long before the cheers changed. They saw the anger of the leaders, the Pharisees, Sadducees, screaming at him to quiet down the crowd. What'd he say? I kid. But if I did, even the rocks would cry out. They had no way to arrest him, which is what they wanted to do, because the crowd was behind him, and you and I were a face in the crowd. And you can't take our king. I don't care who you are. But it doesn't take long. When the people realized that he didn't come as a conquering hero with this army that's destroyed the oppressors, the face in the crowd turned. Instead of praising him, it's crucify him. He didn't give us what we want. And yet the smallest thing, like providing the donkey or praising him in the midst of all this turmoil, that smallest thing, he says to you, you provided my need. That's what he needed. He needed the face in the crowd to acknowledge who he was. He needed the face in the crowd to witness what he was about to do. He wasn't about to wipe everybody out with this tremendous army, but he was about to die for the face in the crowd. What would happen if you were one of the faces in the crowd at the foot of the cross? And through the pain and the unbelievable agony he went through, torture he went through, your face in the crowd, and he turned to you. What would you say? What could you possibly say? Thank you. So what if after all of this, you just kind of mingle back in the crowd? I mean, the festival's still going on. They've got new things to worry about, new things to see. There's a trial and an execution. Oh, what fun. excitement. Not near the excitement a few days later when the stone was rolled away. And now Jesus is alive, and his face, if you believe, is in this crowd. It's in your heart. And he appeared to how many? 500? Over a period of time. All those faces in the crowd that witnessed the nails being driven in, that witnessed the spear in his side and the blood and the water flowing, that witnessed him saying, "It's finished." Just a face in the crowd. But the spirit of that man on the cross is inside each and every one of us if we believe that. So that's why in this crazy, crazy world, where everywhere you turn, you're not wanted, not appreciated. They don't believe in what you believe. They don't know the God that you know. You're nothing but a face in the crowd. When he comes back, that's the face that no one can deny. For the prophecies say how he came in is how he will come back. I found it interesting looking at this that the Eastern Gate sealed up. Somebody's afraid he's going to come back. I have not lived a really particularly interesting life. I worked a lot. I'm retired now. Now I remember working a lot. I haven't set any big awards or records or for years and years I simply said, "I'm just the guy who fiddles around in church." But I'm a face in the crowd. I'm a face that's seen miracles through prayer. I'm a face that has seen hard hearts turn soft. I'm a face in the crowd with three vertebrae out of place and a severe pinched sciatic. I'm a face in the crown with that condition, and I'm in no pain at all, thanks to the prayers of you and her and my God. I'm the guy, I'm the face in the crowd that was healed by his touch. My dad's brother, my uncle, Chip, he's a character, was a character. He was also a pastor. The thing I liked about Uncle Chip is he would tell stories about my dad that dad didn't want told. But on the day that we had a remembrance service for my little brother, and I tried to speak, probably one of the very few times I did. He came to me later. He says, why aren't you doing that all the time? What, crying? I do that a lot now. But he just, and I haven't told anybody this, but he says, you will be speaking to people like that someday. Now, my Uncle Chip was not the most dedicated pastor. I think he got the pastorship in order to, I don't know what I won't say, but mainly most of his life he was a salesman, a car salesman, one of those car salesmen. My grandma had a saying about my Uncle Chip, is that man can sell a used turd to a dog. Just a face in the crowd. This weekend has been busy. Friday night, I went to Sedalia and I was asked to play at an all-night worship service. Thankfully, I didn't go all night. But long enough. Like 7 to 9:30 nonstop. One song. But people who I used to know and people who I don't know, but people who I will always know when the time comes, because we will spend eternity together, just another face in the crowd. But my brothers and my sisters. And I have to admit, I didn't enjoy it. Not because, not the worship, not the prayer, not the hooping and hollering and the kids flagging, and that was great. But I was focused on myself. I couldn't hear myself very well. What's wrong with that sound, man? I can't hear me. And I drove home that hour afterwards about 10 o'clock ashamed of myself. Repenting to God that I should have enjoyed or taken the worship seriously and not the fact that I didn't get to do it the way I wanted to do it. I was trying to be the wrong face in the crowd instead of part of the body. And it was wrong. I have to remind myself to do that next time, a little more sincerely. But to be a face in the crowd during the triumphant entry, it was kind of like Billy Graham once explained that one of the reasons why Jesus' hordes of fans soon turned into the worst enemies was because he refused to do what they wanted. Refused to be that political and military leader. Jesus was clear that the kingdom he had come to establish was not in this world. His kingdom is not in this world. We are the kingdom. We're the faces in the crowd. We're the ones that now at the throne of glory will be shouting, Hosanna, Hallelujah. That when this crazy living experiment ends, will be one of billions in the crowd at the throne of Jesus. Each and every one of you is a face in the crowd. You have a lot to share and a lot to give and a lot to care for and a lot of people caring for you. But remember that face on the cross. The love, when he said, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. That face in the crowd. Remember that. Keep that in your heart. And that face in the crowd is the tomb. For some reason, is empty. He's not there. Now his face is in the crowd of your heart. If you believe that. Let's pray. Father God, we cannot thank you enough for the gift that you give us each and every day. And Lord, that you would teach us to be just more than just the face in the crowd, but you would allow that glowing love of your mercy to shine through each and every face in this crowd. That glow would touch anybody and everybody who comes near, and that it would just rub off. Lord, show us how to be your face in the crowd. And for that, we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. In your name we pray. Amen.